posters are done, let's head back to the school and hand out the rest of those flyers, huh?
Okay.
Give it a rest, Barky. Nobody wants to come to your stupid feminist study group. I mean, how many angry chicks with hairy armpits and hiking boots can there be?
What if JT's right and no one comes to our meeting? Ladies, trust me. Sensitive, serious-minded, intelligent people are going to come to this meeting.
Sisters of the world unite, huh? You are women, hear you roar.
We're in the middle of a meeting.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw your flyer. That's why I'm here. I'm totally stoked. I always want to learn more about that women's movement, you know? So, do I sign up or is there bra burning involved?
Cody, it's a feminist group. Snowmen allowed.
No way. Dude, you're not going to let me join because I'm a guy? But don't you find that just a wee bit sexist, huh?
He does have a point, Dana.
Yeah, I think it's great that there's a man that's interested in feminist issues. Besides, he's really cute.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm willing to be democratic about this. The executive committee will vote on it. All those in favor of Cody joining the group say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah, doozy. It's unanimous. All right.
So good, you're all done.
Okay, you just hang right here, and Daddy's gonna get you some dessert.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, honey.
Ooh, hi, Lily. Ooh, hello.
Frank, your body is in for such a treat tonight.
Oh, hot dog.
Edna Jackson gave us a free pass to the Mountain Oaks Health Spa tonight.
Honey, I don't want to go to a health spa.
Why not? It's a whole romantic evening. You know, mineral baths, jacuzzis, they even have a special couples massage.
Yeah, well, I don't like massages either.
You like it when I give you a massage?
Yeah, well, that's different. Because with you, massage is only part one.
Well, if you go to the spa for part one when we get home, I'll give you part two.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, I'm not falling for that. I know what you're trying to do, see. You think you can snuggle up to me and then all of a sudden, oh, gee. Yeah, yeah. You think there's any chance I could get part three?
Four.
Here, hurry up.
100.
Oh, look, it's the Goodyear wimp.
For your information, I'm getting pumped up for the harvest dance. Check out my massive biceps.
Mark, you do not have biceps. You have linguine with fingers at the ends. So, who are you taking to the dance?
Nobody. I'm flying solo. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Mark Foster is on the prowl. Oh, man, I'm gonna hurl.
Wait a minute, Mark. Look, you can't go to a high school dance by yourself. I mean, you're gonna end up standing on the loser wall.
Loser wall? What's that?
Well, it's the place where all the losers who couldn't get dates go and stand around geek-bopping to the music.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen to me, because I'm going to be cut, buff, and ready for action. Step aside.
Yep, Mark, you're going to be a big hit tonight, buddy.
I don't understand why we don't have a better turnout. Where is everybody?
I bet they're all at that toga party at the Gamma House. Mm.
Don't lose faith, sisters. I'm sure there are plenty of women out there who would rather be enlightened than chug brewskis with a bunch of frat boys. Huh? Huh? What did I say? A fellow freedom fighter now? Sister? Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to our meeting, where we will help you raise your consciousness and throw off the shackles of the male uberlords.
Thanks. Is JT here? He's taking me to the toga party.
Toga, toga, toga. Mandy, baby.
Hi, JT.
How's it going?
Good. Am I interrupting anything?
Nope, nope. Just a meeting of the future gym teachers of America. Have a nice night, ladies. Oh, oh, if you run out of something to do, grow a bod. Ow!
You know what? We don't need other people. Let's start this meeting ourselves.
Hey, hey. Greetings, fellow livers. Huh? Sorry I'm late, but my continuing quest to become gender neutral, I spent the day down at the National Organization for Women. Got my membership card, monthly newsletter, and a handy pamphlet on how to give yourself a breast exam. Wherever that would apply.
Emily, I baked you some brownies to welcome you to the group.
I knit you a sweater.
Sister, all right.
You knit him a sweater?
He looked cold. The brown flecks match the color of your eyes.
Let's just sit down and begin the meeting, shall we?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. This evening's topic is anti-female dogma in popular American culture.
Right on. Hey, maybe now we'll find out why all those dogs they used in Lassie were guys, huh?
Our culture is adrift in a sea of anti-female propaganda. Even our children are constantly bombarded with sexist messages. Consider The Little Mermaid. Here we have Ariel, another helpless, doe-eyed female waiting to be saved by her brainless Ken doll boyfriend.
Jeez, lighten up, Dana Berger. I mean, you're talking about a movie where one of the main characters was a talking crab.
What did you think of the movie, Cody?
Yeah, did you think it was sexist?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but I thought the movie was awesome, you know? It was like a beautiful, sweet little story about the power of love, you know? If you really love somebody, there's nothing in the world that can keep you apart and keep you from living a happy life. You know, I mean, even if she is surfing your turf.
And this is our dermatherapy room. Now just step into the tubs, sit back and relax, and get ready to experience bliss.
Yeah, bliss this.
Oh, come on. Give it a chance. It's gonna be fun.
How much fun can it be? We're in separate tubs. What was that?
It's probably just some water in the pipes. Come on, just relax.
She's with Chuck Pleiner, the captain of the football team. Oh, man, he'd turn us into a hamburger just for looking at her. Oh.
doing?
Talking to somebody. But I'm done with her now. Beat it.
I go to the ladies' room for 5 minutes and you're already flirting with someone else.
What's the big deal? It's free country. I was just talking to you.
You were flirting. How would you like it if I was flirting?
Who are you going to flirt with?
Anybody. Maybe I'll even flirt with one of the guys on The Loser. I'm Tawny. Who wants to dance?
Oh, I'll dance with you. If you can keep up with me.
Okay.
Are you nuts? Chuck will kill you.
Yeah.
But what a way to go.
Come on, Mama. Let's shake our groove things.
Okay. Here's our couple's massage room. Why don't you both get comfortable? And the massages will begin in a minute.
Yeah. Listen, you're not gonna be rubbing on me, are you?
No. Inger will be massaging you.
Oh, really?
I think you'll like her. That's her now.
Let's rock and roll. Yeah, I'm Inga. I give you the massage.
Honey, there's a woman here. I think she's gonna hurt me.
Just relax. I mean, it only hurts if you get tense.
What a rush! I believe in a deep tissue massage. That means I gotta separate the muscles from the bones and rearrange them in a more pleasing fashion.
What if I like my muscles right where they are?
No talking. Get on the table.
Listen, I think I'll just step outside.
Oh, no, no. Lie down! Whoopsie-daisy!
This is not your first time, so you be a little gentle, okay?
Ah, what are you worried about? I'm gonna be very gentle with you. Oh. Okay. You might feel a little discomfort. Shut up!
Frank, don't fight it. Just surrender.
Okay, we gotta work on your posture. Now, breathe normally. You're not breathing.
Like such a baby.
But I'm in pain. Now turn over, I want to adjust your front.
I like my front right where it is.
Oh, you little girly man, huh?
Looks like Tawny's found herself a new stud.
Yeah, she's been dancing with that dork for over an hour.
Must be true love.
Shut up! You jerks. She's just trying to make me jealous. She'll drop that little twerk on you.
Care to dance cheek to cheek?
I'd love to.
Oh, that's it! The geek dies! OK.
Okay, nerd boy, you're toast.
Listen, Chuck.
It is Chuck, isn't it?
Look, creep, keep your hands off Tawny, or I'll put your hand through the basketball hoop. You come with me.
I'm not going anywhere with you, Chuck.
Come on, Tawny, let's dance.
No.
You heard the lady. Leave her alone.
Look, punk, don't make me hurt you.
Back off, bozo. Or I'm gonna chop you so low, you're gonna be walking on your kneecaps.
Mark, what are you doing?
Yeah, this guy could pop you like a pimple.
Look, she's right, Mark. Just forget about it. I can handle Chuck.
No way. I'm defending your honor against this goon. All right, pal. I'm calling your bluff. I'm taking you down. Okay. Maybe I'm not taking you down. Maybe you can tear me into shreds and turn me into a loose meat sandwich. Remember this. You're never gonna get a great girl like Tawny. You know why? Because you're a jerk. In fact, I'm not the guy that belongs on the loser wall. You are.
Yeah, you know what? Mark's right. You are a jerk. If you're gonna beat him up, you've gotta beat all of us up too. Starting with my date, Dr. Jeff.
Yeah, we're taking a stand.
Go on, Bobby. All right, who else is gonna back Mark up?
It's your move, Chucky.
Oh, man, this bites. I'm out of here. What are you looking at?
That was so cool, Mark. Chuck to back down.
Damn.
Yeah, you were really great. You know, for a loser, you're an okay guy.
Yeah. Mark?
You were wonderful.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's boogie!
All right, sisterhood in action. Hey.
Cody, what is this?
Well, you know, I felt bad for kind of ruining your meeting the other night, so went down to the student union and rounded you up a whole bunch of feminists.
How did you get them all to come?
Oh, that's not important right now. You know, the important thing is that they're here to listen to you about feminism, huh? So take it away.
Cody, this is amazing. Thank you.
Right on.
Cody, is our date Friday or Saturday?
Why don't we talk about that after the meeting?
But I need to know now. I don't want to sit through this boring feminist stuff unless you're going to go on a
nice
date
cracker.
With me.
We need to go out or what?
Yeah.
You got all these women here by promising them dates?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of cheese you use as long as you catch that mouse.
Night. I've got tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, no, 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 no. I hate to break this to you, but Cody and I are seeing the Bridges of Madison County on Saturday night.
Excuse me, but...
Wait a second! I thought it was you're not a woman, are you?